Monday, December 6th. This was the president's NBC Day in the Life of the President for television. And he really came on like gangbusters. They started the Congressional Leadership Breakfast Meeting 15 minutes early at 7:45. And the president went full tilt without a pause from there through about 7 o'clock when he finally went over to the residence to get ready for dinner. Then the dinner started at 8 and went through to 10:30 when he went upstairs for his interview with Chancellor, which ended a little before 11. All in all, it was quite a tour de force. He had the TV cameras in the office much longer than we had expected them to be. And so they got considerably more coverage than they had planned or than we had planned to give them, which is, of course, all to the good. His attitude was a little snappy at the start of the day, but it picked up considerably. And when he had me in at 9:30 for the staff period, he was cranking in under full steam. He was talking to Bush on the telephone at the UN, telling him to hit hard on our India-Pakistan position and making that very clear. Then he moved to set up a meeting on India-Pakistan with Rogers, Conley, Laird, Moore, etc., which had not been on the schedule for the day, so that filled in the noon hour and ended up with no break at all at midday. He picked up on a couple of the items I reported to him. I said that they were going to make an effort through Butts and Hodgson to try and get some mileage out of the labor tie-up of the docks as it hurt the farm people. And he said, yes, you've got to get them going our cabinet people to really hit this. It's hard to figure what the greatest failure of this Congress has been, revenue sharing or health or welfare reform, including the Social Security increase. But their main failure really has been the failure to deal with the railroad strike and the dock strikes and the terrible cost to the farmer and consumer. I want you to get the cabinet officers off the dime, Hodgson and Butts and all the rest of them. They should know that we haven't hit this hard enough. They've got to attack and maintain the attack. We failed to put this issue squarely to the Congress. All this, of course, said for the camera and done very effectively. Then he gave Ziegler a fill-in on the leadership meeting, said he thinks the Senate will finish up this week, the House not until the middle of next week, but they'll definitely be back on the 18th of January. He went into great detail on the line Ziegler should use on the Sadat complaint in the Middle East and the delicate tightrope we're having to follow, straddle on Israel. The John Chancellor and the NBC people were ecstatic with the way the whole day went, particularly with the amount of time the president was letting the crew stay in his office. Apparently he was putting on the same kind of performance right on through the day. He had the Trudeau meeting at 4 o'clock for 2 hours, and then the Trudeau dinner tonight. And he was thoroughly disgusted with Trudeau, who he hasn't liked much anyway, but who has turned into even more of a fag than he was before. And it's considerably more obvious. His hairdo and attitudes and everything else are really repulsive. At the dinner tonight, the president got it all done and good style and in good time at about 9:30 or 9:45, having completed the toasts to and from Trudeau. And then he decided to launch into calling on people to make little talks. He ended up calling, I think, on 8 people, including the Canadian Minister of Finance and the Canadian Minister of Commerce, plus Rogers, Agnew, Frank Fitzsimmons, Walter Wriston of the National City Bank, Conley, Pierre Renfrey, and I think one other. But that dragged the thing on for another hour, and the president closed it with his 300 boys dying in Vietnam 3 years ago talk before he finally broke the dinner up and headed upstairs for his wrap-up interview with Chancellor. All in all, it should be a fantastically good show for television, and obviously was well worth doing, although I'm sure it really took a lot out of him. At the staff meeting this morning, Schultz reported that a good friend of his, O'Connell, who is very close to Meany, has seen Meany and was one of the two or three people that has in the hospital, and gave him a pretty good report on the true situation. Apparently, Meany's in a coronary emergency section. He did have a serious heart attack. He's feeling good now, but is in still very serious shape. The doctors say maybe he can be out in 6 to 8 weeks, but they aren't allowing him to read the papers or see TV. And O'Connell thinks he's pretty well through as far as any active leadership is concerned. He also says that the labor people generally think Nixon's going to win and that we therefore should be dealing with the international leaders, the international presidents, since some of them at least want to cooperate with us, especially with the thought that we might win. Schultz also expressed concern about the international monetary situation. He thinks we should try to get the gold price discretion question to the president. Connally disagrees, thinks it's better negotiating without it. But we have effectively agreed to change the price of gold, therefore we'll have to do so at some point. It would be bad to have a debate on it in March and April. It's better to get it done now. And he thinks it's a good time to go bilateral with Canada, Brazil, and Mexico, which we could do this week. Connally thinks that part is a good strategy. End of December 6th.